USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House today says the witch hunt continues.
The witch hunt continues. The fact is that there was no collusion. There was a hoax. There was no anything. And they want to do that instead of getting legislation passed. 81 people or organizations got letters.
Comments from the president after the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee says they will be looking into more things regarding President Trump and his associates and members of the administration. First responders in Alabama continue to hunt for survivors after a devastating tornado killed at least 23 people, injuring dozens more. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey.
Our hearts and prayers go out to these people who have lost their family members and friends and all those who are impacted by these storms.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The House is expected to vote on a resolution on Wednesday condemning anti-Semitism. This is all in response to comments from Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing alliance to a foreign country. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell tells Fox News this is a complicated issue.
We've all got to take a deep breath and listen to our language and understand how things that are said are not maybe meant as they're interpreted. We've got to protect free speech in this country, too. But understand, we are hurting people at times with our language. But we've got to protect everybody's freedom of religion, period.
The parties continue down in New Orleans as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. It marks the end of a celebratory season of events, especially in New Orleans, leading up to the start of Lent tomorrow, when for Catholics it's Ash Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices have been found in London, two near airports and one near a major train station. The packages were found at Waterloo Station and near buildings near Heathrow and London City Airport. One of the bombs did go off near Heathrow Airport, causing a small fire which led to an evacuation. No flights have been canceled, no reports of any injuries, and we'll continue to follow this story. Senator Rob Portman said Tuesday he agrees with President Trump's plan for border security and thinks it's reasonable, but he is not a fan of declaring a national emergency. He explains his position on Fox News.
Well, I'm trying to do two things. One is to support the president on the border. As you know, I support his plan. I think it's reasonable. What he talks about in terms of barriers is exactly what Democrats have voted for in the past, and it funds the top 10 priorities of a border security plan put forward by the experts on the border, a plan, by the way, that Congress has embraced in the last two appropriation cycles. On the other hand, the way the president has chosen to fund part of it through a national emergency, I think is the wrong way to go. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The reason I feel that is for two reasons. One, I think it's going to set a bad precedent. In other words, future presidents would be able to use a national emergency going against the will of Congress for other issues. Say the Green New Deal. And second, you know, it's going to get tied up in the courts, which I think everybody acknowledges, and therefore the very funding I want to get down to the border to be able to solve this problem, to deal with the crisis, which has to do with drugs, which has to do with trafficking, which has to do with illegal immigration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.